Thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm Jerome, and I'm an addict. I have an illness and a disease, if you like, and it's called addiction. And at the centre of that is my self-centred fear. And I'm rife with it. So I'd just like to thank the people in the front who, when I walked in, said, "Oh my God, it's not you sharing again." "Haven't you shared it before? We've heard you like twice." I was like, "Thank you." Well, it's out in the open, because that's all I was thinking on my way here. I was like, no one wants to hear me. You know, they've heard me before. They know my story. I've got to say something different. I've got to change it up. I'm celebrating 4 years clean this week, right? And the last thing I wanted to do was come here and share, if I'm honest. Before, I used to love sharing, but I think it was more about ego. And something settled in me now, and I feel really fearful. And you know, the reason why I use drugs hasn't gone away, but the way I respond to that reason is completely different today to what it was. I use drugs because I can't handle the way I feel. I use drugs because I suffer from self-centered fear. I'm terrified of what people think of me, whether people like me, whether people approve of me. All the way here, my head's going, yeah, but you know, I've got to say this or I've got to say that because I want them to think I've got a good recovery, or I want them to like me, or I want them to think I'm funny. And do you know what? I've got it. Gradually, as I've gone on, you know, I suffer from it less and less, but the way I respond to it is I pray or I pick up the phone. I don't use a substance, because it was that stuff, that feeling, that inadequacy, that, you know, not feeling right, is why I stuck a substance in me constantly. And, you know, today was one of those days. It's really, really strange when I have those days now. When I was using, I used to have them like every other day, where you just wake up in the morning and you don't want to get out of bed, you hate the world, you can't see any positivity, you've got no gratitude, everything's a chore, and the world is just shit. My life's miserable. And for some reason, like, nothing changed between yesterday and today, but I woke up and that head was on me. And I really, really struggled with it. And the first part of my recovery, I had a relationship with a higher power, but my higher power was, you know, the rooms, other addicts, my sponsor. And as I've gone on in recovery, I've built this relationship with the God of my understanding, and it's pretty insane, really. I don't know how I did my recovery without it. I really don't know how I did life without it. The fact that this power can remove my fear, can help me live, can help me be a bit better person, is just incredible. So I prayed really, really hard this afternoon, and it lifted. I got out of bed, I could face life, you know, had a shower, put my makeup on, walked the dog, went shopping, did the things I had to do. But that feeling, that just dread, I used to live with that all the time. And I'm really grateful that I'm not in that place today. Yeah, I always used to focus. They say focus on the similarities and not the differences. And, you know, even before I came into recovery, it was all about the differences, because I knew what a drug addict was. You know, I grew up in the 80s. There were posters everywhere. Just Say No, all of that. There were songs about it, you know. And I didn't have a problem, because I wasn't on the street and I didn't have a needle sticking out my arm. My brother did. He died of this. But I was all right. I was all right, because I could get a couple of days clean off substances. So, you know, I picked up when I was 11 and I put my last one down when I was 37. It's a long, long time to be running away from my feelings. And I didn't know that that's what this was all about. is the inability to cope with my feelings, the inability to face that fear that I, this voice inside of me that says, I'm not right, I'm not like you lot, I'm not lovable, I'm not worth anything, and if you really saw me, you wouldn't love me either. So I stick a substance in me when I first did it, and all of a sudden that went away. I was wonderful. I didn't care what you lot thought. I was high. And for me, that was like, that was it. That was my destiny. That's what I was meant to do. And the insanity was that I kept chasing that. And that feeling that I got at the beginning, it didn't really come back. I get small glimpses, but I spent like 26 years chasing it, you know, just to feel okay. And I was a master of trying to achieve this. You know, I shared about this last night. You know, I'd sit in my studio flat and I'd go on like a three, until I dropped, I could go for like 3 days and I was really fucking proud of it. 3 days caning it, you know, no food, no water, no nourishment. I'm fucking hard, look at me, I'm on it. Yeah, talking shit, walking around the flat like a lunatic. And, you know, I during those 3 days, I would say I would achieve maybe 120 seconds of bliss where I just got it right. I'd just taken enough drugs to just feel right. And I'd be like, oh, I'm here. Shit, it's gone. More, less, this, no, that. It's insane. And all that time, life is passing me by, but I don't want to be like them. They're fucking losers. Sorry. Oh, dear. Sorry, I'm not allowed to swear. That's, you know, people, normal people, I don't want to be normal. You know, I'm different. I'm cool. I was broken. I was so broken. I was so alone and so desperate. And I couldn't understand why everyone else in the world seemed to be okay and I wasn't. Even the people I was using with seemed all right. Like, they'd be standing in it. We'd be standing together and we're like, oh, and they go, I'm really, I don't know the other word for it that isn't a swear word, F-U-C-K-E-D. And I'd be like, yeah, me too. But they were talking about, you know, off the nut. I was talking about inside. I was spiritually broken, devastating. And, you know, life just passed me by. And I came to a place where I just couldn't. I couldn't. The so many times, countless times I'd wanted to kill myself, didn't have the courage. Countless times I'd hung off a bridge or threatened to drive my car into a wall. And no one was there to stop me. That's why I wanted someone to say, no, don't do it. That's what it was. I wanted someone to tell me they cared about me. But now I realise that it didn't even matter if they did. Because the issue is not what other people think about me. It's not what you lot think about me. It's what I think about me. And that's why I'm here in recovery today, to recover from that illness, that voice in my head that tells me I'm not good enough, because I am. I am. So, yeah, I was broken at the end of it. I couldn't take any more, and I cried out for help. I cried out. I didn't realise at the time, and I've been in a lot of denial about it, that it could have anything to do with the G word. Because I didn't like the G word in early recovery. But I cried out. I remember crying out on my bed, literally screaming, saying, please, I can't take this anymore. Please help me. And the next day I found Narcotics Anonymous. And I went to my first meeting. And this has changed my life. The tools that I am given, these 12 beautiful tools, the 12 steps of NA, I mean, they're so intelligent. I can apply them to anything. I have the solution within the steps. And I've got 12 of them, if I can work them all. You know, I'm definitely not a perfect recovering addict, but there's something there for me now. And I was saying this last night, you know, the unity, that wanting to feel part of, you know, when I was on that, in that rave with 2,000 people and the sun's coming down and I'm high on E and I'm like, this is it, I'm part of something bigger. Everyone loves me, everyone likes me. Finally, I've arrived. that feeling that I chased for so long, that feeling that wasn't real, because when the drugs wore off, I didn't want to see anyone. They didn't want to see me. And then I come into NA and I sit in a room full of people and thank you. And I just, we get each other, you know? We get each other. The love, the empathy, the nodding heads of, yeah, I get that. I've been there. That's what I wanted. I just didn't want to be alone, and I'm not alone anymore. That's pretty incredible. My recovery has not been plain sailing. I went in it hard, right? I surrendered when I came. I tried everything to stop using, and I couldn't. You know, I did doctors, I did drugs to come off drugs. What's that about? I went to retreats, I became a Buddhist, I became a Rastafarian. Nothing was working. The point of desperation that I was at, even though it wasn't like my worst rock bottom, as we call them, you know, my using was a lot worse, like in my 20s, but I just spiritually inside, I didn't have it in me. I couldn't take it anymore. I just wanted to die. I just didn't want to live. So, you know, I'd surrendered. I knew that I couldn't use successfully. So my surrender was there. It was a battle that was not worth fighting. And that was the problem. That was the problem that I didn't understand, is that this idea that people have that you should be able to control it. If you had self-control, then you'd be able to have one or two drinks and go home. It doesn't work like that. For me, the battle stopped when I surrendered, because it's a battle that I cannot win. I cannot win. And the freedom from that surrender has allowed me to progress in my recovery. And I built a strong foundation. I got a sponsor straight away. I threw myself into the steps. And you know what? For some reason, I've never shared this, and I might regret it. Right. I got into a relationship. I've never shared this. I mean, a lot of people know, but I got into a relationship when I was 4.5 months clean. The reason I don't share that is because I'm not recommending it to any new female newcomers, right? I'll share my experience. It was very, very difficult. The difference was he had a program and he'd worked the steps and he allowed me to work my program. It was a nut house. Me going through my step 4, going through my step 6, living together with someone. It was insane and it was really difficult, and I really don't recommend it. I'd say get to your step 6 before you look at that stuff, and once you're in your 6, you won't want it till you're 8. So, but you know, the beauty of this program and being with someone who's in the program is, you know, we've been able to. Recovery means that we can grow and that we can change. And we've done that together. And in 8 weeks' time, we're going to be getting married. And it's taken me 3.5 years to actually set a date, because I was so scared. And also because I was in early recovery. I had to be sure. And it's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. You know, there's always more work to be done, and I don't stop. You know, I'm going through my second set of steps. I've just finished another 5. More's been revealed. What I'm ready to look at now. More growth to be done, and it's me. I've got to change. You know, that step 1. It's not just about my powerless around drugs. It's my powerless around people. If I can accept that, I wouldn't have had that step 4 that I just wrote. I'm just really grateful that I have this program, that I have the love that I have in this room, that I have the friendships, that I've got somewhere to go, and that I have the tools today. And if you're new, please give this a go. You know, what's out there is always going to be there. Don't wait till you're fucking 37, really. You know, give it a go, and keep coming back. I'll leave it there. Thank you.